Well, shalom. This is Charlie Byrne, hoping that you're enjoying all this Pesach music. And now for the next 2 hours, we will be hearing two programs that were produced by our friend, Professor Howard Rothman. Many of you recall just a few months ago where we had a series of his programs that had been given in Florida about 15 years ago or so. And now we will hear these two excellent programs for Pesach. So without further ado, let's go to the Pesach specials, Professor Howard Rothman.
Passover, Pesach in Hebrew, is one of the most ancient of Jewish festivals and one of the most widely celebrated. Hello and welcome to this program about Passover, brought to you by the Hillel Foundation of Gainesville and Classic 89. I'm Howard Rothman, your host for this evening's Songs and Tales of Passover. For many grandparents and parents, Passover represents the coming together of families, as children and grandchildren, long separated from each other, come together to celebrate the Seder together. The emphasis on family togetherness is an integral part of Passover because the Torah, the five books of Moses, commands parents specifically to teach their children of the Exodus from Egypt and to enjoy the Passover meal with family and guests. The Haggadah, the telling of the story of the Passover, and the Seder, the order of the Passover, is designed to stimulate children and anyone else present to ask questions and to forge a bond between generations, past and future, to a point where each Jew should feel as if he and she were personally free from slavery in Egypt to stand before Sinai in order to receive the Torah and the Ten Commandments from God in Zman Chirutenu, the time of our freedom. When God passed over the homes of the Israelites in Egypt and spared the lives of the firstborn, we were slaves, and He brought us out as a free people and nation. Because of this, Passover has meant life, for slaves have no life of their own. They exist at the whim of their masters. Passover has meant liberty, because liberty begins when humans cooperate with and support one another and live in an ordered, regulated, and just society. Passover means hope, because we were idolaters, then slaves, and now we are free, and we aspire to live in a world without war, without terrorism, without poverty, and without hunger. All leavened materials called chametz are forbidden. Wheat, barley, rye, oats, and spelt become chametz if they come into contact with water for 18 minutes. Therefore, all Passover foods must be prepared under the strictest supervision, and all leavened products in one's possession, including utensils used during the year, must be sold and exchanged. Even certain cosmetic products may not be used if they contain leavening agents. There is a festive meal associated with the Seder, but first, the story of Passover must be told, the children must be stimulated to ask questions, and all present must learn where we Jews came from, about our relation to God and our traditions, so that we can understand who and what we are today. One way to keep children interested is to sing lots of songs, and many passages of the Haggadah are sung, often with great gusto, beauty, and hilarity. We'll begin at the beginning with the traditional recitation of the order of the Seder. Kadesh Urechatz. Recite the Kiddush, wash the hands, eat a green vegetable, break the middle matzah, the unleavened bread of affliction, recite the Passover story, wash the hands, eat the matzah, eat the bitter herbs, and so on. A children's choir called the Macaroons sing.
Mazi matza, marah.
We've just heard the Macaroons singing the Order of the Seder. Next, we'll hear the Kiddush, the prayer of sanctification of the wine. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, ruler of the universe, creator of the fruit of the vine. With love you have given us the festivals for happiness, holy days and seasons for rejoicing. Richard Tucker, that most Italian of Jewish tenors, sings. Next, we'll hear the four questions which are designed to involve the children in the ritual of the Passover Seder. It is customary for one of the younger of children in a family to ask these questions, which are preceded by the question, why is this night different from all other nights? On all other nights, we eat either leavened or unleavened bread. On this night, why only unleavened matzah bread? On all other nights, we eat herbs of any kind. On this night, why only bitter herbs? On all other nights, we do not dip our herbs even once. On this night, why do we dip them twice? On all other nights, we eat our meals in any manner. On this night, why do we sit around the table together in a reclining position? An anonymous youngster from the Macaroons, joined by cantor Paul Zim, will sing.
Oh.
We've just heard Richard Tucker singing the Kiddush, and Cantor Paul Zim with one of his macaroons singing the four questions. The following song, Dayenu, it would have been sufficient, it would have been enough for us, is an expression of gratitude for God's favors. The verses we'll hear are, had he brought us out of Egypt but not executed judgments against the Egyptians, it would have been sufficient. Had he given us the Torah but not brought us into the land of Israel, it would have been sufficient. If he had brought us into the land of Israel but not built the holy temple for us, it would have been sufficient. Cantor Paul Zim and the Macaroons will sing. Following Dayenu, the Seder participants sing Al Achat Kama V'Kama. How much more so do we have to be thankful for the manifold and unbounded blessings of the all-present God that he did all these things for us? Shuli Natan will sing. Two more songs in this group. First, we'll hear Shene'emar, because it is important for individuals in every generation to feel as if they themselves made the exodus from Egypt. The Old Testament, the Torah, tells us, Shene'emar, as it is written, you shall tell your children on that day, it was because of that which the Eternal did to me when I went forth from Egypt. For it was not only our forefathers alone whom the Holy One, blessed be He, redeemed from slavery. He redeemed all of us with them. Richard Tucker sings this primarily joyful melody, joyful because it is always a pleasure for parents to fulfill a commandment, the will of God, by teaching and interacting with their children. Finally for this group, from the Hallel prayer, the prayer of thanksgiving, we hear, Hallelujah, servants of the Lord, sing praise. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed is the name of the Lord, now and forever. Cantor Paul Zim sings a song with a melody very popular in many synagogues today.
Ilu ilu hotziyanu hotziyanu mi mitzrayim velo asaba hem shvatim dayenu dayenu dayenu.
Mitzrayim. La 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 la.
Shenemar Vehi gadeto levincho bayom ahu leimor. Vehi gadeto levincho bayom ahu leimor. Bahavur ze oso adoshem li vetsesi mi mitzroim lo weisa vosenu bihilvor goal hakodosh baruch hu. Hevel lo afosohnu hevel lo afosohnu go.
Adolam Yishem Hashem. Hashem mevorach me'ata ve'ad olam.
We've just heard Dayenu sung by Paul Zim and the Macaroons, Al Achat Kama Vakama sung by Shuli Natan, Shene Emar sung by Richard Tucker, and Hallelujah sung by Paul Zim and his choir. Passover is associated with redemption, and the messenger of redemption, according to Jewish tradition, is the prophet Elijah, called Eliyahu Hanavi. And now, we'll hear the song Eliyahu Hanavi, traditionally sung with the door to the house open, inviting Eliyahu to enter and to join the celebration of Passover. We'll hear two versions, both using the traditional melody. First, Cantor Paul Zim and his choir, and then a more contemporary version sung by Ben Sidran and Lynette.
Hanavi, Eliyahu Hatishbi, Eliyahu, Eliyahu, Eliyahu Hagiladi, Bimhera Biyamehu, Yavo Eleinu, Im Mashiach Ben David, Im Mashiach Ben Thank you.
We've just heard Paul Zimm and his choir, and then Ben Sidran and Lynette singing Eliyahu Hanavi. In the synagogue on the first day of Passover, Jews congregate and pray for dew, because in Israel the harvest season is approaching and rain will cause the crops to spoil. Dew represents the freshness of spring and the renewal of life and of nature. The cantor intones the prayer for dew called Tal, which calls for physical sustenance as well as the spiritual renewal we yearn for as a people. During the prayer, there is reference to a city, to Jerusalem, which we yearn to return to both physically and spiritually. Give due to favor your land. Make it your pleasure to give us your blessing. Strengthen us with abundant grain and wine. Build up the city containing your delight with dew. Command dew to create a year that is good and crowned with the fruit of the earth, proud and splendorous. Let the city once deserted like a booth at the end of the harvest be made by your hand into a crown with dew, and so on. For you are the Lord our God, who makes the wind blow and makes the dew descend. We'll hear Tal, the prayer for dew, sung by one of the greatest cantors of the golden age of Jewish liturgical music, which lasted for the first 40 years of this century, Yossele Rosenblatt, who is joined by his brother-in-law, Melech Kaufman.
Oh,
We've just heard Yossele Rosenblatt sing the prayer Tal, the prayer for dew. As the end of the Seder draws closer, we have consumed the 4 cups of wine, and perhaps a few more, though one can substitute grape juice if so inclined, and more songs are sung. We'll hear some different melodies for some of these songs. First, we'll hear Yehoram Gaon, a Jew of Sephardic background, singing Kilo Na'eh, to him it is fitting, to him it is due. Mighty in majesty, truly supreme, his legions sing to him. Yours alone, O God, is the world's sovereignty. To him it is fitting, to him it is due. Then we'll hear 3 versions of the last song, the Chad Gadyah, One Little Goat, a song that is an allegory of the history of the Jewish people and is an additive song. The last paragraph, which reiterates all that has gone before, proclaims, Then the Holy One, blessed is he, came and slew the angel of death that killed the shochet, the ritual slaughterer, that slaughtered the ox, that drank the water, that quenched the fire, that burned the stick, that beat the dog, that bit the cat, that ate the goat my father bought for 2 zuzim. One little goat, one little goat. We'll first hear it sung by Ben Sion Schenker, who comes from the Hasidic dynasty of Mudgets, a family of great rabbis, almost all of whom composed many liturgical melodies. We'll follow this with a Romanian version sung by cantor Moishe Oischer. This melody requires great vocal virtuosity, perhaps a bit of tipsiness, or both. Finally, the most often heard melody, sung by cantor Paul Zim and his Macaroons.
Bachur kahalacha Gedudav yomru lo Gedudav yomru lo Lecha ulecha Lecha ki lecha Lecha af lecha Lecha Adonai hamamlacha Bimhera, bimhera, beyaminu bekaro, el bene, bene beitcha bekaro, bimhera, bimhera, beyaminu bekaro. Adirhu, adirhu, even beito bekaro, bimhera, bimhera, beyaminu bekaro, el bene, bene beitcha bekaro, bimhera, bimhera, beyaminu bekaro.
Ah Megaria is Abi Abu. Miseres Jose is Abi Abu.
Love it and pump it in my ear. Yes, my you be troubling me, roll. This will have a little roll. The eagle, the calvo, the eagle, the calvo, the nation, the shimmer, the yaffa, the gadget, the yaffa, the gadget.
Kalba benashach leshun rade achla legadya dehizabina babit rehizuze chagadya chagadya veyata hakadosh baruchu veshachat lemalach hamavet deshachat leshochet deshachat letora deshata lemaya dechabal lenura deshara flechutra Tehika le kalba, te nashach le shunra, te achla le gadya, te zab bin abba bihit rehizuze. Chad gadya, chad gadya.
We've closed this special program on Passover with some of the traditional songs that close the Passover Seder, heard for the most part with non-familiar melodies. This is Howard Rothman, hoping you've enjoyed this program. I'd like to thank Dora Geld Friedman for reading The Magician's Visit and the staff of Classic 89 for producing this program. You've been listening to Songs and Tales of Passover on WUFT-FM, Classic 89 in Gainesville, Florida.